Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Main. Welcome to another episode of today's Survival Show. Episode 169, to be exact. This is a practical show. No tin foil hat kind of stuff. I just try to keep this rooted in common sense. I don't like those far-out, wacky-type survival and preparedness shows. I think sometimes it gives a lot of us preppers a bad name, and I don't like that, and so I try to keep mine rooted in common sense. As I mentioned, this episode is going to be about giving, since we're in the Christmas season. In fact, it's almost Christmas. Christmas is a couple of days away, isn't it? By the time you listen to this, it's probably going to be the 21st or 22nd of December, so we're not far away from Christmas. Less than a week. Some of you might not even get a chance to listen to this until after Christmas. So let me take this opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas to you and your family. And I do say Merry Christmas. I am not politically correct. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family. So I'm going to talk about giving and why that's a preparedness philosophy. And I have a very special announcement regarding today's survival show that I want to let you know about, and I'll do that a little bit later in this show. So let's talk about giving. During this Christmas season, I think it's important that as you give gifts, and again, this is just my opinion, folks, as you give gifts, that you try the best you can to give gifts that are of preparedness or survival in nature. Recently, I had somebody contact me regarding the other podcast that I do, which is called the Handgun World Show. And a guy contacted me, he emailed me, and he said he wanted to give a copy of my special premium podcast that I do over at that show to his dad for Christmas, because his dad's getting into firearms. And I thought that was kind of cool. And so it gave me the idea to do this show. I think one of the best ways that we can spread the survivalism and preparedness word is to be that example ourselves. And what better way to express that you are an example of someone who is a prepper than to give a gift of survival and preparedness in nature? See, think about this. Here's what I'm really trying to say. If you give that kind of a gift, if you give a survival or prepping related gift to somebody, well, they're automatically going to assume that that's you. And of course, if they don't know you or know you well enough, or maybe they're a family member that's been an anti-prepper, right? They think we're a bunch of kooks. They think we're a bunch of nuts out on the fringe, which is not the truth, but that's the misconception that a lot of them have. If you give them a good practical gift, I think that might change their mind a little bit. Just a thought. Now, I'm a huge believer in education and getting the word out, which is why I've done 169 podcasts on survival and preparedness. And I think what you know is just as important as any supplies or tools or storage items that you might have. That's just my opinion. What you know, what you have in your brain can be taken with you at all times, 24/7. It is with you. You can take it anywhere. It's highly portable, and nobody can really take it away from you. And that is your knowledge. You are the greatest asset that you have. And there's been a lot of discussion on our forum and throughout the 169 episodes of this podcast, a lot of discussion about knowledge, about reading books, about going to seminars, about training, and so on and so forth. Next month in January, I'm going to a knife-making show in San Antonio. Matt Chusnick and also Bladesmith from the forum will be at that knife-making show, and I'm looking forward to spending some more time with Matt and also to meeting Bladesmith from the forum. And I'm going to be looking at some pretty cool, from what I understand, some pretty cool knives. Sorry, I'm struggling a little bit with my voice today. There'll be some pretty cool knives there, which, as we all know, that's a terrific survival tool. I'm going to do a little bit of a knife review in this podcast, too, by the way. A little bit of a knife review for you on a knife that I've recently purchased. But while I'm at that show, I plan on learning a lot. I plan on learning to see how knives are made and what they're constructed of. So give somebody an educational gift, if you can. I think that's going to be huge. And I think one of the best ways to turn people's minds is through education, through positive education. It's one of the reasons why I stay positive. Now, please find as much positive material on survival and prepping as you can. It's very difficult to find. My show is one example. I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, and I'm not trying to build myself up or anything, but I do try to keep this very, very positive in nature. And I think that if you've got somebody that's sort of on the fence and not quite sure if they want to be a survivalist or a prepper, pick some episodes of my show and turn them on to it. Somebody once said they were going to take some of my programs and they were going to burn them to a CD and give them to somebody. You're welcome to do that. I put this out in public. I put it out on the internet for you to enjoy. It's free to, you know, you can do whatever you want with it. All right? As long as you're, you know, representing me positively in a positive way, I don't care. And, of course, I suppose you could probably do whatever you want with it, and I would never know. But I do ask that you represent me in a positive way if you're going to reproduce my material and put it out there. But you definitely have the freedom to do that. I do not care. I will not, you know, try to go after you or anything like that because, let's face it, I don't have a corner on the market on this. I don't profess to. And you're welcome to use it any way that you would like. So that might be a thought. But the great thing about giving during the holiday season is that it really makes you feel a lot better as well. And I know the economy is tough. I know for a lot of us, we're still just trying to make ends meet. And that's why we're very heavily into prepping. And folks, we've got some pretty bad days coming ahead. We do. But again, I'm going to try to keep this positive because I think there's always a silver lining in everything. And one of the things about bad days, one of the things about tough times is tough times makes us stronger. Tough times makes us prep even more, even harder. It makes us go that extra mile. It makes us put away a little extra food. It makes us store a little extra water. It makes us store a few more shelter-making supplies. It makes us learn that one extra skill that we've been trying to learn or been wanting to learn. It motivates us, does it not? It does that to me. I don't know if it does that to you. So that's the positive side of it. But giving also warms the heart. Being generous warms the heart. I enjoy giving much more than I enjoy receiving. And every Christmas season, I tend to give more than what I get. I don't care. That's okay. I give away a lot more than what I receive, and that's fine. I want to urge you to think about something through January, through 2012, beginning in January, and all through 2012. If you're prepping, you're prepping for your necessities. And if you've got everything that you need, not necessarily everything you want, but if you've got everything you need, you're in a great position, folks. You're extremely fortunate if you have everything you need. And prepping and survivalism, modern survivalism, it pretty much gives you that. It gives you everything that you need. So throughout next year, as you set your goals, a little each month, get closer and closer and closer to what you need, and I would say what you need for the next 6 to 12 months. If you're not at the point, ladies and gentlemen, where you have enough income, food, and water saved up for at least 6 months, please, I beg of you, make that your number one goal. Please, make that your number one goal. I am not even at 6 months worth of food storage yet. I'm close, but I'm not there. Financially, I'm way beyond that. And that's huge, folks. And I know that our economy is tough, and I know that money is really hard to come by. And having 6 months worth of income in the bank, 6 months worth of bill paying money. In other words, can you pay your bills for 6 months without working? Having that is tough to achieve. It's not going to happen overnight. But where I'm going with this point is set that as part of your goals. While you're giving, as long as you have all you need, give away a little bit of your resources to get what you really, really want. Kind of, you know, this might not make a whole lot of sense to some of you, so let me try to simplify this. Maybe some of this has to do with my faith. I don't know. You know, most of you know that I am of Christian faith. And I don't inject religion or politics into this show, and I'm never going to. So I'm not saying that you have to be a Christian. I'm not saying that you have to be a Christian to be a good survivalist. I'm not that arrogant, I'm not that stupid, and I don't believe that. I'm just letting you know that that is my faith. And my faith teaches me that by giving, I will eventually receive everything I need. And so I typically try the best I can to give as much as I can. And I've got some more giving to do. I really do. I've got some more giving to do. I am falling short in some areas of my giving. But I found out that as I get more generous, more comes back to me. Now, some of you might be saying, well, Bob, guess what? Man, times are so tough right now. I don't have anything to give. Have you thought about giving of your time? Perhaps you've got time to give. If you're not working, perhaps you've got time to give. My goal for 2012 is to give more of my time to people. Now, I give you an hour or so, every couple weeks or so, in this podcast. And for over a couple of years, I've been doing this podcast and been giving you anywhere from 45 minutes to about an hour and 15 when I do these podcasts. And it's helping me. It's paying off. Folks, I can't tell you the amount of benefit I've received from doing this show. And I don't do it for my benefit. I really don't. I do this because it's my way to give back. Because I feel like I've been very fortunate. Because I feel like life and society has given me a lot. I've earned a lot. I've worked hard. No doubt about it. I've earned a lot. But I've also received a lot of benefits in this life, from this society, from this great country, the United States of America, and from my peers. So it's my way to give back. And I have found that there are doors that have been opened to me I could never have opened myself without this public forum called this podcast. And without being able to express myself and get it out there into the public arena on the internet, there's no way I could have opened some of these doors that have been opened to me recently. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all of the friends and contacts that I have made by giving of my time. I'm not saying that you have to do a podcast. I'm not suggesting that you do a podcast. But if you know some people that you want to get excited about prepping and about preparedness, how about giving some of your time? Your time doesn't cost a whole lot. It costs some, but there's very little out of pocket immediately that you have to pay in order to give somebody some of your time. Now, I realize time is money. See, I'm big on that. I am really big on time management. And time management is a skill that's not often talked about in survival circles. I am going to talk a little bit about time management here on this show briefly. But giving some of your time at first doesn't require a lot of initial cash outlay, does it? So if you've got a skill, why not consider teaching it to somebody? Why not consider volunteering some of your time? Or just if you've got family members or friends that are a little skeptical about preparedness, maybe if you volunteer to give them some of your time to teach them something, it'll help. I recently had the opportunity over Thanksgiving to teach some friends of ours that came to visit how to shoot. They'd never shot a gun before. And so they asked me, and they knew that I was a pretty experienced shooter, and they asked me if I would help them learn how to fire a weapon. So I guess you can pretty much figure out what I did, huh? I mean, I never pass up a good chance to go to the range, folks. I never pass up a good chance to go to the shooting range. So I jumped all over that. Now, it did start with a very detailed safety briefing, because there were four people who had never fired a gun before, and I wanted to make sure that they were going to be safe. So I taught them the four rules of gun safety. Excuse me, I made sure that they memorized the four rules of gun safety. We practiced in my home. I double-checked and triple-checked to make sure that my guns were unloaded. And I put snap caps in the weapons, so you know those are fake rounds, for those of you who don't know what those are. And I made them practice over and over and demonstrate to me, through dry fire practice, that they were safe. Once I was satisfied they were safe, then I took them to the range. But where I'm going with this is, as a result of me introducing four people, as a matter of fact, to the wonderful fun in shooting a firearm, I recently learned a couple weeks ago, it motivated one of them to get their Texas CHL, their Texas Concealed Handgun License. So that makes me feel good, folks. And by giving my time, see, they didn't pay me to take them to the range and shoot. I'm not a firearms trainer. They didn't pay me to do that. I volunteered my time. Well, when I was asked, I offered my time, and I offered it for free, and I did it gladly. And it's a skill I happen to know, and so it was a skill I was able to teach. What did that cost me? Well, it cost me $13 in range fees. That's it. So there are inexpensive things you can do by offering your time and teaching somebody something. Well, it cost me also about 100 rounds of 9mm ammunition at about $11 a box. So that's another $22. So my total investment in that giving was not much. However, the benefits are huge. They're huge because, first of all, I get the satisfaction of knowing that one of my close friends, who had never fired a gun before, about 3 months from now, he will have his Texas concealed handgun license. He will have exercised his Second Amendment right. He will have taken a step closer to protecting himself and his family. And I feel good about that. I feel good that I've motivated somebody to exercise a God-given Second Amendment right that they have to be able to protect themselves and their family. Should he ever have to use his weapon that he legally will be able to carry, and if he can use his weapon to protect himself, hey, I am really going to feel good about that. But I think I've also introduced him to another source of fun. So giving, the reason I talk about that personal experience, and I kind of hate to do that, folks. This show is not about me. This show is really about you, and it's about me just sharing ideas with you and then letting you take the ideas that I put out there and run with them. But consider giving yourself, giving of yourself, and giving your time to people to teach them a survival or preparedness skill. It's inexpensive. There's a lot of reward, and it really helps you. I think it's good for the soul to give your knowledge, to give your skills, and to give your time. And there are some of you out there I know that are putting together survival networks. I've talked about that before. Sometimes what you know and who you know is just as important as what you have as well. And your survival network, you know, there's power in numbers. There always is. In any kind of a stink hit the fan situation, the more of you that are gathered together, the more numbers that there are, the more that can be accomplished. The more of you that team together with a singleness of purpose, the more you can overcome, the more you can mitigate the effects of any kind of a disaster. I firmly believe that. And I want to encourage you in your own family. In your own family. I'm talking about your immediate family and your extended family. You know, get together once a month or once every 2 months or once a quarter, even if it's just talking over the phone. Get together and talk about your plans for preparedness, your survival plans, and what have you been learning lately. So during this Christmas season, as you're thinking about giving and if money is tight, you know, maybe get on your computer, write up a little certificate. And maybe the certificate you're going to give says something like this. You know, my gift to you is I am going to give you X amount of my time. For example, 2 hours of my time to help you learn, you know, XYZ, whatever you happen to be good at. If you're good at knife making, offer somebody who's never made a knife before, for example, a couple hours of your time teaching them the basics of knives. Okay? If your expert is communications, and somebody wants to get into ham radios or whatever, and maybe you know, maybe they're like me, they've never done it before. I have to admit, I've never gotten into ham radios before. You know, and maybe you know somebody that might be interested in that, but you know what? Gosh, they just don't know where to start. Write up a certificate. Give them your time. Tell them for a couple of hours. You'll gladly give them time to help them learn how to get into that part of survival communications. I'm just throwing out a couple of examples. Maybe you're good at gardening. And maybe you just volunteer your time and say, hey, you know what? Coming this spring, I'm going to volunteer 6 hours of my time to help you get your garden going. There's an idea. What does that cost you right now at Christmas time? It costs you nothing. You just get on your computer, print it up, type it up, print it, put it in a Christmas card, and give it to them. Inexpensive gift right now, isn't it? It'll cost you 6 hours in the spring, but that's all it's going to cost you at this point. Next to nothing initial cash outlay. And let me tell you what, the benefits will come back to you like you wouldn't believe. It is amazing what comes back to you when you give. And I'm not just talking about giving money or giving gifts, hard gifts, but also giving of your time. So, let me talk a little bit about time management, because it's something that is not taught a lot in survival circles. I have not read very many books on survival and preparedness. And again, common sense stuff, because I'm a common sense, everyday type of guy. And I've not read much about time management, and I've not read much about organizing. A little bit. And there's podcasts and things done on it here and there. But I think it's a highly neglected subject. Let me spend 5 or 6 minutes on it. One thing that's been helping me out lately a lot is technology. Now, recently I got a new iPhone 4S, and it's just literally amazing between the apps that are on this thing and the apps that come with it and the apps that you can get off the App Store. There's just all kinds of organizational time management skills. But the most important thing that I want to impart to you is not so much technology, even though that's out there, but doing the most productive thing at every given moment. And my old mentor, Tom Hopkins, taught me that. I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. And I'll say that again. I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. Those are some words that will change your life. If you get nothing else from this episode, this 169th episode of today's Survival Show, if you get nothing else, please remember these words. I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. I didn't say I should do, or I think I might do, or I'm thinking about doing. I said I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. You might be saying, well, Bob, you're crazy. I can't be that busy all the time. That's not exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about stressing yourself and being busy all the time. Because sometimes the most productive thing that you can be doing is relaxing. Sometimes the most productive thing you could be doing is to stop, smell the roses, take a long, quiet walk, take a nap, spend some time with your family, kick back, go out in the backyard, go out in the front yard, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and just sit there and relax. Clear your mind. Just clear your mind from all of the junk going on in the world today. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do, and this is a time management skill, is to turn off that TV that's sucking up a lot of your time. Turn off that movie that's sucking up a lot of your time. Turn off your computer that might be chewing up a lot of your time. And relax. Sometimes that is the most productive thing possible that you could do at that given moment. We have to recharge our batteries. We are humans. We're not machines. And so I plan on doing more relaxing in 2012. I'm not talking about being lazy, but I'm just talking about doing more recharging of my batteries, so to speak. And I got more on that coming up later. But if you remember, I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment, you'll be a better time manager. Because sometimes the most productive thing possible might be getting after that project that you've been neglecting, that you've been putting off. So let me tell you what. I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. That's not a philosophy for procrastinators. I can guarantee you that. It's definitely not a philosophy for procrastinators. And it's funny. Sometimes you plan to relax. That's part of your plan. Seriously, I mean, sometimes it's part of your plan. You know, you may lay out a plan. You may organize yourself, but while you're organizing yourself and while you're putting down that agenda, whether you're doing it on your iPhone or your iPad or your computer, or maybe you're still old-fashioned and you carry around a day timer or whatever, when you're organizing your time, put relaxed time in there. In your calendar, in your schedule, put relaxing time. It is a survival skill, folks. It is a common sense survival skill. Stress kills people. Stress makes you sick. Stress prevents you from thinking straight all the time. Stress might not allow you to get that project done that will help you and your family prepare because you're so stressed out. Relaxing, clearing your mind, and getting away from it all helps reduce some of the stress. And it gives you a greater sense of appreciation for what you've accomplished, does it not? And that sense of accomplishment is also huge. You need that. Take care of yourself. If the stink does hit the fan, you're going to need all the resources you've got, and you're going to need energy. And even then, you're going to have to relax. You're going to have to make sure you don't burn out. So plan time to relax, please. That's a huge time management technique. And it's not something people will teach you very often. Most people are not going to say, hey, you know what? Let me tell you about organizing and time management. One of the things you need to do to get yourself more organized is to relax. You're not going to hear that a lot, I guarantee you. But I'm saying it because I really believe it to be true, and it's helped me. But I haven't done enough of it, so I'm going to do more of it in 2012. By the way, if you hear a little background noise going on, guess what? As usual, I'm traveling about 70 miles an hour down Interstate 10, coming home from a business trip, and I am practicing safe driving and safe podcasting. Okay, so give practical gifts this Christmas. Give of your time, but make it something preparedness or survivalistic in nature. Okay? That, I think, will go a long way, and it'll help warm people up to the concept of prepping. And that's pretty much the main topic that I wanted to put out here shortly before Christmas and get you thinking about. Okay, now for the announcement that I want to make on this show. As many of you know, I do this show a lot while I'm driving. And I, you know, most of you know, if you've been following me long enough, when I started this show, I lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And then about 7 months ago, I moved my family to the San Antonio, Texas area because of a new job that I was very fortunate to get, and the new job's going great right now. So I am a Yankee from the great state of Wisconsin, but I now live in San Antonio, Texas, the Alamo City. Well, I did this show on time management because time is something that has been very important to me lately. And I've sort of overextended myself. And so I need to remember some of the things I've been taught about time management that I've just shared with you. And I need to do the most productive thing possible at this given moment. So it is time for me to relax. It's time for me to take a planned vacation, a planned relaxing episode from this show. It's time for me to step back away from this show for a little bit, mainly because I don't have the time to do two podcasts and do my job and do all the family activities that I need to be doing. I spend a lot of time on my other podcast as well, called The Handgun World Show, on the Gun Rights Radio Network. So this show, today's survival show, I'm going to take a couple of months off. I'm going to take a few months, at least 2, maybe 3 months off. I'm not going to quit the show. I don't want to quit it, because this is a very special endeavor for me, but I am going to take a break. So I'm not going to tell you this is the final episode of today's survival show, but for those of you who are subscribed on iTunes or some other type of a feed mechanism, if you don't see any new shows being posted for a while after this, you'll know why. Hopefully you've had a chance to listen to this one here, this episode, and realize that I'm going to take a break and recharge my batteries. I will come back at some point, but I just really can't tell you when. And so I'm not going to commit to it right now. For those of you who listen to my other show, the Handgun World Show, I'm not going to take a break from that. That's going to continue as a weekly show. I can only do one podcast right now, and that's the one that I've chosen to do. I'm taking a little bit of time off between Christmas and New Year's, but right after the first of the year, I'm going to fire that right back up again and publish that every Sunday or Monday, right on schedule, as I've been doing. So for those of you who listen to both today's Survival Show and the Handgun World Show, you're only going to have the Handgun World Show from me every single week. Again, I'm going to take a step back from this podcast. I've done 169 episodes on survivalism and preparedness, so there's a lot of information I've put out there. While I'm taking the break, I'd like to invite you to go back and listen to some older shows. I don't know how long some of you have been listening to this. I get emails from some of you every once in a while that you've been listening to me since day one. Others have said, oh, you know, I started listening to you about episode 30 or episode 60 or episode 90. If you haven't had a chance, all of the older podcasts that I've done are all on iTunes. And or you can go to todayssurvival.com. And you can download them right off of the website directly, or you can just listen to them on your computer and stream them off of the website. Whatever your choice is, I am going to take a little bit of a break. So, you know, by the time this gets released, it's going to be a couple of days before Christmas. I'll give you an estimated time frame. It's probably going to be sometime in March before I start ramping up this show again. And it'll probably be about a once every 2 week podcast. Now, I'm going to keep the forum going, however. So, if you're not a member of our forum, let me invite you to join. That's great. That's a great avenue for people to converse. I know there's a lot of survival and preparedness forums out there. There's tons of them. Ours is a little bit unique in the fact that it's small, and I kind of like it that way. You know, we kind of get to know each other, and I'd like to invite you to get to know us. You are going to have to send me an email if you register for the forum. So I'm going to give my email out three times here. And I want you to send me an email and tell me that you've registered and tell me what username you've chosen. I'm doing this to keep spammers out. So my email is bob@todayssurvival.com. Once again, that's bob@todayssurvival.com. There's two S's in that. So for the third time, that's bob@todayssurvival.com. Send me an email and tell me that you've signed up, and I'll approve your account pretty quickly, and then I'll let you know that I approved it and tell you that you can begin posting. There's tons and tons of excellent topics, and there are very friendly people on that forum, so let's keep the forum rolling. So while I'm on this break from today's survival show for a couple of months, please forgive me. It's been fantastic, folks. It's been fantastic doing this podcast on a regular basis. I will pick it up again. I will continue it again at some point in the not-too-distant future. But please don't hold me to an exact date and time frame and month. Once again, let me repeat, for those of you who listen to the Handgun World Show on the Gun Rights Radio Network, which can be found at handgunworld.com or by searching Handgun World Show on iTunes, that's going to continue every single week. I do have time to do one podcast. That's going to continue. Once I get a few things more organized, I will be back with today's survival show. I can't stay away from it permanently, folks. I promise you, I can't. So I will be back at some point in the not-too-distant future. So, I'm going to leave you with this. I don't know what kind of music that you listen to, but there's a song out there. There's a country and western song. I know what you're going to say. Oh, Bob, it's going to be some sad tune. No, it's not. But there's a there's a country and western song out there called I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack. And since I'm talking about the holidays and I'm talking about the spirit of giving, I kind of thought that this song would fit in real well. Now, I don't want to violate copyright laws, so I am not going to play I Hope You Dance, sung by Leanne Womack, written by T.S. Eliot and Mark Sanders, by the way. But I want to share some of the lyrics with you, because I think it's very important. I think it's very applicable to what I'm talking about here in this podcast. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. And may you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. And whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some hell-bent heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. Time is a wheel in constant motion, always rolling us along. I hope you dance. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, dance. I hope you dance. Tell me who wants to look back on their years and wonder where those years have gone. And so now I'm faced with a choice to sit it out or dance. I have danced 169 times. I've danced, and I've brought you today's survival show. And trust me, folks, I have not taken one single episode for granted. So this door is going to close for a while, but I think another is going to open. This time I am going to sit it out for just a little while, because I have danced. But I thought that that song was very appropriate, and I wanted to share the lyrics of it with you, because during this holiday season, we don't get a chance to get together with family very often. So if you're with family during this holiday season, during this wonderful Christmas time, and you get the choice to sit it out or dance, don't sit it out. Dance. I hope you dance with your family. I hope you take that time. And I hope that you take the opportunity to organize, get your time in order in 2012, as I'm going to, and remember the spirit of giving. The spirit of giving is a survival skill, and that's pretty much a way that you can dance. So with that, folks, I'm going to conclude episode 169 of today's survival show. I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. And I hope the Lord blesses you during this holiday season in a way that you did not expect. And I hope that 2012 starts off great for you. I'll be back. I'll be on the forum quite a bit, posting. It'll give me a chance to spend some more time on the forum, by the way. I will put up some blog posts from time to time at todayssurvival.com. So check your feeds again somewhere around the March time frame of 2012 and enjoy going back and listening to some older episodes of today's survival show. And with that, I'm Bob Main, and you've just listened to another episode of today's survival show. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I hope you dance. Until next time.